Oh, so, you've finally arrived. I was nearly convinced that you wouldn't show. Well, it wouldn't have surprised me if you had refused my invitation. Most men would be taken aback if their girlfriend invited them to a graveyard in the middle of the night, under the light of a full moon. Yes, that's right. I finally said it. Girlfriend. I am your girlfriend, and you are my boyfriend. Happy? I know I have refused to use those childish terms in the past, but considering what I have in store for us tonight, well, it all seems pretty moot. You see, the reason I called you here tonight is because I've decided that you will be the one who will take my virginity. Yes, I'm serious. Do you think this would be the moment where I suddenly grow a sense of humor? No. This is, without a doubt, the most serious decision I have ever made in my life. I have chosen you to be the man who will claim me as his, the man who will steal my virtue, corrupt my purity, and make me a woman. Why? You're asking me why I've chosen you? Are you kidding me? We have been together now for several months, and in that time you have been nothing but loyal and accommodating to me and my behavior, despite my unique difference from other girls. I know that I am far from the standard that other so-called popular girls seem to acquiesce to, but that has never seemed to matter to you. I also know that several other women have tried to entice you in the past, and luckily for both them and you, not once have your eyes ever wandered. It seems that you only want to be with me. You've even told me in the past that you love me, and I appreciate that. Fine, I'll admit it. I love you, too. There. Are you satisfied? I, Wednesday Adams, against all better judgment, have had my heart set aflutter by your charms. Don't you smirk like that. God, this is so humiliating. It goes against the very image I've been trying to cultivate for myself, but I cannot deny these feelings any longer. You're the one. I want you, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Before you get too excited, thinking that you have stolen the heart of the university's emotionless, creepy girl, let me be clear. I'm not so weak-kneed and love-struck as to become a cliché. There's not going to be some tender grope-fest in a fancy hotel room. No, I am an Adams, and if I'm going to lose my maidenhood, I'm going to do it the Adams way. That is why I invited you here, to the Adams Family Cemetery. You see, the life of an Adams is a life amongst the dead, and that is where I choose to lose my virginity, upon my ancestral property, amongst the tombstones of my forebears. What's wrong? Is my request too shocking for you, too taboo? Well, if you feel that you'd be unable to perform under these conditions, then I suppose we should end this here and... You want to do it? Here? Upon the hallowed ground of my ancestors? So you are so smitten with me that the very prospect of making love wipes away your concerns. I must say that does make me feel... No, I'm not blushing. God, you're so disgustingly adorable. Well then, I suppose we are ready. Take my hand and come with me. Soon I will be yours, body, mind, and soul. Here, this is it, the appointed spot where we will make love upon this empty plot surrounded by candles. Hmm? Oh, the plot is mine. I picked it out on my 5th birthday. It is only fitting that the spot where I am to be made a woman also be the place where my body is one day destined to be laid to rest. Well, what are you waiting for? Remove your clothes. We will both strip naked so you can claim my body upon the graves of my ancestors. The way you ogle my pale, naked form, it's almost embarrassing. Tell me, do you enjoy staring at my slender legs and delicate thighs? Do you desire these pert breasts and erect nipples? I can feel your gaze upon my body. You hunger for me, don't you? I have to say, seeing your body, naked and erect, in the moonlight is quite stimulating as well. There's just something about the two of us, naked in the light of the full moon, wanting, yearning for one another, that is just so primal, so base. I want you, deep inside of me, down to the very core of my being. What are you waiting for? Get over here. Ravish my young body and take what belongs to you. The way you trail kisses down my neck, across my shoulders, and down my chest. So soft, so loving, so boring. Let me make it clear to you. I am not looking to be worshipped like some petty trinket. If you wish to claim my virginity, then you will have to earn it by conquering this pale and slender body of mine. I want it rough. I want it to hurt. I want you to leave marks on my body that will take days to heal. I'm giving myself to you, so you better damn well prove that you're worthy of the honor. That's right. Take me. Use my body as your plaything. That's it. That's what I want. Yes. Bite my neck. Mark me. Feast on my flesh. Leave your marks all over my body, on my breasts, my legs, and everything in between. Did you know that the Adams family creed is, "We gladly feast on those who would subdue us"? How appropriate would it be to subdue your lover by feasting upon her? Oh, yes. Lick me. Ravage my delicate sex with that slick tongue of yours. Taste your lover's sweet and delicious cunt. Commit the taste to memory. The taste of the woman who loves you. Who adores you. Who wants you to straddle her nubile young body and force yourself deep inside her. Oh, fuck. This is good. But I need more. Enough with the foreplay. I want more than just your tongue. No. What I want is that long, thick cock of yours to pierce my womanhood, tear me apart, and mark my body permanently. You've already left your marks on the outside. Now leave your mark inside of me. Deep inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, you've done it. You've made me a woman. Your woman. You have claimed my body as your property, and I could not be happier. This is everything I hoped it would be. The two of us, naked, clawing, moaning, surrounded by the tombstones of my dead relatives, our intertwined bodies fighting off the chill in the night air as we devour one another. Yes. Take me. Take me like a man is meant to take his woman. Forcefully, violently, and painfully. Rip away the last pathetic shreds of my innocence and allow me to revel in the unabashed pleasure of my newfound mate. Yes. This is it. I'm so close. Keep going. Don't stop until you release deep inside of me. I want you to defile my body and leave me soiled, spent, and satisfied. Thank you, my love, for violating me so beautifully. Come here. Lay down beside me before I get too cold, and let me hold you in my arms. I want to bask in the afterglow of our consummated union until daybreak. You were magnificent. What was that? Are you kidding me? Only now, after you've claimed me as yours, do you bother to ask about contraception? You fool. There is no need for contraception when you lay with an Adams. From the moment you entered me, our lives were permanently intertwined. The wedding, it's just a formality. You are part of the family now, whether you like it or not. It is said, the life of an Adams is one spent amongst the dead, and sometimes a new life even begins amongst them. Welcome home, husband. Yes, I'm aware you have a name, but I prefer to save such intimacies for the bedroom. Oh, yes. I'm almost finished with my piccolo suite. I'm titling it Death of a Girl. It's autobiographical. You seem continually fascinated by the growing bulge in my abdomen, and it's getting on my nerves. It's beautiful? It's a parasitic organism draining me of nutrients, compromising my body's immune systems, and may well kill me in its final clawing, desperate bid for life. It really is beautiful, isn't it? What? What did you just call me? Mon amour. That's... Why am I flushing all of a sudden? Oh, no. Oh, by the seven hells. No. Of all the things I could inherit, why... Kiss me, you bastard!